another side of the medical world with a medical intuitive coming up next. Diana Scanlon on Radio Out There.
The children don't sing the songs about winning and losing. Sit down beside me, the green fields are breeding. Sing me the music of feeling. Sing me a song of a lover returning. That after the night and in the morning, bring me the news of a new day that's dawning. Sing me the music of feeling. Stronger than the guns of thunder, even when we're torn asunder, love will come again. Sometimes the truth's like a hair in the cold field. You know that it's there, but you can't put your arms round it. All you can hope for is to follow its footprints. Sing me the music of healing. Who would have thought I could feel so contented? I learned I was wrong after all of my rambles. I've learned to be hard and I've learned to be humble. Sing me the music of healing. Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again. Somehow the cycle of vengeance keeps turning, till each other's sorrows and songs we start learning. Peace is the prize for those who are daring. Sing me the music of healing. Time is your friend, it cures all your sorrows. But how can I wait for another tomorrow? One step today and a thousand will follow. Sing me the music of healing. Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again. Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again.
Yes, love will come again. Sean Keane and the music of healing. Different kind of healing now as we meet medical intuitive Diana Scanlon. A medical intuitive is not something that we hear about a lot, and you're doing a lot of work in this area at the present stage, but it happened sort of late in life for you. Tell us what happened. Tell us how it came about.
Well, I have been healing people since I was a child without being aware of it. Consequently, I was consistently tired because it was switched on 24/7. But it wasn't till later in life, as you say, that I had a crisis. I was involved in a car accident many years ago, and I had very serious spinal injuries. And the crisis happened again late in my life, where my spine began to collapse. And I was taken right down to the depths, the dark night of my soul. And I was promised a gift before this happened. And the gift arrived suddenly one day. I found that I could see people's internal organs and what was happening with their bloodstream and their systems in the body.
So when you say you could see the internal systems, was it sort of like an X-ray? Was it just an image that came into your mind?
It was like an X-ray, but sometimes it does come in as an image as well. Quite often I see it through my third eye when I'm doing a session. I picture people in front of me, and I can see what's happening in their body.
Hmm. Okay. And at first, when this happened, were you sort of a bit sceptical about what was going on?
Not at all. I was promised this gift, and I knew that this was it. And it has developed since then, during the past 7 or 8 years, very much so. And I have a large variety of clients now.
Okay, so what can you actually see if a client comes in and says to you, I'm not feeling well? What's your procedure from there on?
I work with my guides and my master teachers. First of all, I scan the client's body. I'm shown which areas of concern to work on. Many clients have massive cellular inflammation, which is internal inflammation. This can often be caused by stress or incorrect diet or lifestyle or all three. After releasing this, I can release this from their bodies. The body looks and feels cleaner and lighter, and I'm able to see and heal the imbalances in the organs and the bloodstream, the skeletal system, and all the systems in the body.
Now, when you say you release this, are you doing this spiritually or hands-on healing or what?
It's done spiritually. I don't do hands-on healing. I have many international clients, and the healing works equally as well, whether they're next to me on a one-on-one situation or far away.
So when you say far away, what do you use, a visual thing like Skype or something like that to connect with
them?
Yes,
I use Skype or phone.
Okay. And your success rate in this, you're able to help everybody? I mean, it's, I guess there are going to be a lot of people thinking, wow, hang on, how does this work, you know?
Yes, that's true, Barry. I can help everybody. However, some people are what I call self-saboteurs. They block the healing, and even though they receive the healing, they might feel good for 2 or 3 days, and then they sabotage. You'd be surprised at how many people do this.
Well, we're talking about a subconscious kind of reaction here?
It's a subconscious thing, yes.
So
90% of people who come, they want to be healed, but they push it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they wouldn't be consciously pushing it away, would they? Because they've come to be healed.
Exactly. It's a subconscious thing.
So how deeply can this be buried?
Very deeply. It can be buried in all the organs of the body, in the subconscious mind. I see a lot of toxic emotions which are stored often in the liver, in the heart, lungs, or digestive system.
Well, there's an old saying about the liver, isn't there, you know?
Yes. Feeling a bit liverish, that's a very old saying.
There's a couple of others that are a little bit cruder, but anyway, I'm sure we all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do. And I can help to release them. However, I do encourage clients to participate in their own healing, and I recommend such things as deep breathing or hydration, eliminating sugar, processed foods, and increasing exercise.
Now, I found in my own research that self-responsibility is a tremendous necessity in any kind of healing, and I've learned that personally when I had cancer about 5 years ago, and I've written about that ever since and been speaking about this, taking on the responsibility. Do you find that people are trying to push the responsibility away and say, all right, Dinah, you're the medical engineer, you heal me, I'm just going to sit back here, you know, you wave your hands around or do whatever you've got to do, but just do it?
I agree, 100%. A lot of people do think that, but I always work in a non-judgmental way, and a caring vibration. Everyone has their own belief system in place, and I only gently guide them in a way they feel comfortable with. And quite often people do come to eliminate that possibility of self-sabotage and go on to become extremely healthy, lead a happy life.
Yeah, fair enough. What about past life influences that we've brought back into this life in karmic issues or whatever to face and resolve?
I do see in quite a few clients their past lives and what they've brought in into this life. For example, I've seen mental issues. I've seen psychological issues from extremely hard experiences that they had in their last life or past lives. And they've brought this into this life in the way of their systems become disrupted, especially their nervous system.
Yeah. That, I guess, would be to be understood, wouldn't it? Because they've brought that back as a soul to be able to work on it through the human body. So the nervous system, the emotions would, I guess, be the most vulnerable points.
They certainly would, yes.
Okay. Now, do you work at all with medical doctors or do you do this all on your own?
I do it alone at the moment. I find that a lot of medical practitioners are not 100% accepting of this type of modality. I believe that it will happen, but it's not happening at the moment with many of them.
Well, it has happened in the past. I mean, Carolyn Mace worked with Dr. Norm Shealy, and they had a very tight combination and a tremendous working partnership, which I don't think is still in existence because Caroline's moved on a lot. But it has happened in the past, so perhaps it will happen again in the future.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So where do you take your medical intuitive work here now? Is it something that you've reached the area that you're happy with, or have you got further development, or where can it go from here?
I believe that every day is a learning process, and I find that my ability to channel this beautiful energy from Source is increasing each week, and I'm shown new things. I'm given new tools. I'll give you an example of that. This might sound very strange, but when I'm looking at a client's lungs, for example, a lot of people's lungs are very polluted with traffic fumes, the air we breathe, pesticides, chemicals. And I'm given a little vacuum cleaner, and I can suck out the pollution and remove the debris from the lung lining.
Okay, now people are going to say, hang on, you're given a vacuum cleaner. We're talking about a psychic vacuum cleaner here?
Yes, we are, yes.
Right, I didn't think you'd have a little one with an electric cord trailer or anything like that. No. Putting them down the throat, yeah. I'm just looking for a bit of dirt in your lungs, yeah. It doesn't work like that. But, I mean, these are spiritual events, as we talked about there before. That's the spiritual basis for all this. So I guess it's hardly surprising that this is the way to really approach the whole issue.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you had to hit rock bottom yourself. Like most people I've ever talked to who are healers or who work in any of this area have at some stage hit rock bottom in their lives, quite often with their own health, to be able to understand, to be able to empathize, I guess. Do you look back on that as a positive area of your life when you hit rock bottom?
At the time it wasn't, but now looking back, yes, definitely. I learned a tremendous amount during that time, and it did help with empathy with other people's problems. I had been through quite a journey throughout my lifetime and experienced many, many things, including chronic pain, abuse, severe financial lack, and which I've written about in my book. But I feel that you can empathize with people far more having experienced it yourself.
Yeah, very definitely. Yeah, well, you've written a book, Lessons from Your Last Life, How They Can Help You in This One. It's basically an autobiography, but there are a couple of good chapters on what we can bring back from previous lives and previous existences to be able to work on in this life. Look, thank you, Dinah, for talking with us on the program today. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, you do appointments on Skype, I guess, in all around the world, because our program goes everywhere. So how can people get in touch with you?
My website, beingnaturallyhealthy.com.
Great. Okay, I'll put a link to that on our website as well. Dinah, great to talk to you.
And to you, Barry. Thank you.
Dinah Scanlon, and she's running a Vibrant Health and Vitality workshop in Roseville in Sydney on May 5th. Details on her website. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for your company, and I look forward to joining you again next week on Radio Out There.